Blog Talk Radio.
We had breakfast here at Toast. Had a dog sitting on a cat.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday.
Them cows done stop laying eggs and my chickens done run dry. Back in my day, we had the best dunker in the ABA. His name was Weepin' Larry. See, all y'all youngins was that Lebanon Yang. He dunked the three-pointer. Think about it. Best dunker ever, Weepin' Larry.
No, that is about it. Hola, and this is the Trey Man coming to you live from Redneckville, Arkansas. Matt Man was on the switchboard until literally about 2 seconds ago, and he disappeared. I'm sure he'll be right back. it just wouldn't be a show without some kind of technical glitch. Obviously, the first thing I have to do is make sure everybody in the chat room can hear me okay. Give me a holler if you can. I'm on my cell phone because I've had nothing but trouble with both Skype and Google. And so I just gave in and decided to use the old cheap cell phone this week. Still watching the chat room to see if I get any response. Okay, there we go. Everybody can hear me. Happy day. Okay, well, so we've moved to Thursdays. And so far, despite the technical problem on Matt's end, Thursday move has actually been a pretty good move. The night went by much faster. There's people on Twitter. And, of course, there was the Dr. Anonymous show right before this one. And that was a pretty fascinating topic there tonight. Dr. Anonymous is in the chat room. Great show tonight, Doc. And, hey, there's Matt Man. Hi, Matt. Are you there, Matt? This is just shocking development. Anyway, the move to Thursday has been much better. I feel more awake than I do on Friday nights for whatever reason, probably because there's more going on. And like I said, get the chance to listen to Dr. A's show. We've got a big show for you this week. It's going to be a great time, assuming Matt can get called in and get on the air. We have a star-studded event. We've got interview with Samuel L. Jackson, an interview with Jessica Alba coming up. We got live remotes. We're holding the radiothon at three different locations. We got one in Bagwine, Ohio, and another one here in Redneckville. And we are, of course, hosting another one out in Pahrump, Nevada, at the Moose Lodge out there. Great location. It's pretty similar to Dick Clark's New Year's Eve, where, you know, New York, Las Vegas, Chicago, L.A., only in nicer places with more going on. Quick check to the chat room. We got a good crowd filing in tonight. With shout out to Average Chick and Clay and Dana and Diane, Dr. Anonymous, J-Man. What's that asshole doing in there? Mike, Hey, Mike. And Vinny Bond is with us tonight. And there's also a guest. If you would like to register with Blog Talk Radio, you could then join in the chat room. It is free and easy, just like your host. And there's Matt Mann on the board one more time.
Hopefully.
Matt Mann, are you there?
I think I am. At least I am for now.
Excellent.
Jay, it's a big night, and that's all the more reason that Google Talk and Google Phone should cut me off, because they wouldn't want me to have a good time.
No, they don't. It's a conspiracy. I think it, I think it has something to do with that WikiLeaks thing. I think it's those bastards. I don't know why they're after you, but apparently you know something.
Evidently I do, but I don't know what it is, and that's what makes it more, all the more troubling.
Okay, but you're here now.
I'm here now, and if people don't know that beginning, the beginning intro, it's all because my son is very upset, and you know, you and I have talked about this, and for those of you who don't know, the Map Man got laid off last week.
Very unfortunate.
It was very unfortunate. I would get into the chat room to see what people are saying, but I'm scared to touch anything now.
Yeah. We're doing fine. We got a crowd in the chat room. We're getting pretty good
crowd. Do we have a crowd in the chat room?
We do.
Because we have a crowd all across this country, because I got laid off, we're doing this Christmas telethon for radiothon for Rhino, and we have remotes set up all across the country, don't we?
I was just telling our vast audience that we have we've got some live remotes coming from Bagwine and here in Redneckville and in Pahrump, Nevada.
And I can't wait to hear from that Nevada site. And I just like saying Nevada because it pisses them off, because it's actually Nevada.
Yes, and that's why I say Nevada too. Much like USC wanting to be called Southern California and not Southern Cal. So I call them Southern Cal all the time. Take that.
Very good. Let me get my bearings set. I was thinking, let me get my bearings set, because I'm a little ticked off about Google Phone. So why don't we go to our reporter in the field covering the Rhinothon here in Bagwine. She's just right down the street from me. You want to do that?
Excellent.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Jay, Madman, Kim Fragile here, coming to you live from the Radiothon for Rhino Party in Bagwine, Ohio. I am broadcasting from inside the Beer Mine at the corner of Elmore and Bernie Road here in Bagwine. As you two and many others know, the Beer Mine is the place from where Matt Mann was laid off by the evil Drive-By Mikey, crushing the Christmas dreams of Rhino, thereby creating the buzz for this grand and celebrity-strewn event. As you can hear in the background, Jack Jones is rocking the house with a little Love Boat Magic. Scheduled to perform later and waiting in the wings to my right are legendary music acts such as The Righteous Brother, Peter and Paul, and The Mama. If I had $1,000 for every dead member of those bands, Rhino would be having one hell of a Christmas. As I try to get a bird's eye view of the crowd by stepping atop the passed out bodies of Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears, I see the likes of Eve Plum, Dick Van Patten, and Seinfeld's own Kramer, Michael Richards. Oh, and adding a little color to the event, everyone's favorite fake weatherman, Al fucking Roker. I hope Al and Michael Richards don't get into a race-related Donnybrook later. Anywho, for now it's all good and it's all for Rhino. As Jack Jones keeps the Radiothon for Rhino afloat, I'm tossing it back to you guys in the studios. Here's to Rhino.
You know, that was an excellent report.
That was outstanding. And I just want to say immediately, first thing I think of is I'm glad that you and Al Roker could put your differences aside for this one night, for this big cause, and just do the right thing and for him to show up like that. It was nice of him.
It was. And, Jay, there's a phone call that we have, and you need to pick it up so I don't ruin anything. But I think this is kind of an important phone call.
Okay. 937, you're with Stupid.
Oh, you want your money for a Ryan? I have a great plan for you or two of people to help a younger man of Ryan. First, you will have to pull your peel out and stab it up against the door knob and make a fucked up sound.
Caller, I don't know if you know.
Oh, I lost you because I'm your best with the fuck of a cell phone.
I think we lost Matt Man again. So, caller,
how are you doing tonight, caller? He ain't got no job, guys, because he keep his cell phone plugged up, right?
He doesn't have a job because the evil drive-by Mikey laid him off. What do you think of that, caller?
Oh, he a no good son of a bitch, ain't he? He need work for a foreigner. Oh, time tough.
Times are tough, and it's tough to lay people off, you know, right here at Christmas time. I mean, that's about the dirtiest thing anyone could do.
Oh, him and me here, fingernail off, chopstick. Some bitch. You give me money, I take care of him. I know kung fu.
You know kung fu?
Yeah. My cousin name is kung fu.
I thought you were saying that's what you had for dinner tonight.
Oh, no. Pizza. American good stuff.
Excellent.
How you would know a Matt Man?
Oh, Matt Man and I go way back. We've known each other for years and years and years. We used to party together at Studio 54. With Debbie Harry from Blondie. Remember her? That's a good time.
Yeah. I thought you said Matt Man was on your back. To scare the fuck out of me. Oh, shit.
So how do you know Matt Man?
Oh, I know his smooth. She wants to pee on me. Yeah.
So, I mean, did you used to work with Matt Man?
Oh yeah, he's the kind of guy could do just about anything if you ask him to. You know?
Anything, as long as it isn't, you know, immoral or illegal, he wouldn't do that.
Oh no, good for mom.
Matt Man, are you with us again?
I'm back.
Oh, that's a Matt Man, dog.
And I've got a bone to pick.
And I would like for you to translate for our caller.
Oh, I am the only one who can do that because no one understands Mike. And sometimes I don't either.
You never know a Mike. You not Mike. Call me a Mike. Oh, that's an insult. I take her out California. You know how to do some walk. You know, the walk. Yeah. How's a Matt Man, Ryan Man coming?
He's sad, Mikey.
You know, sad. Yeah, you know. Got a dad like you, I'd be sad too.
You know, this is not helpful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man, nothing like having the guy who laid you off call you up on your own radio show and give you shit.
I know. I've had several threat calls in the last 24 hours. By a couple immigrant drive-thru owners.
You know what would make my son happy for Christmas, Mike?
What's that?
A date with your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'd make me happy, too.
I thought you were going to say if the beer mine burned down. I thought you were going for the old bitter.
No, we don't want that.
No.
It's a monument.
The place has not been the same without him.
Oh, that's sweet.
I mean, I really have lost hope on being able to finish a good laugh these days. I get one started and just can't get it finished. The things we do to entertain ourselves while not doing anything is amazing.
It's like you got the line, but you have no one there for the punchline.
That's it. Big Bill, you know. Everything's funny to him, so you really don't even know if it's funny.
And then with me, I'll tell you whether it's funny or not, or I'll say it's not funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Or actually, I don't even say it's not funny. I just walk away.
Well, you know, about, 7-8 months ago, I invented this damn iPhone, and I offered a free pair of these fancy-ass glasses if you bought one, and I ain't sold not one. You know? I give you the opportunity to put this, you know, product on your, you know, show, and just never did any good for me. It was kind of like, you know, I thought this was going to be the big up-and-coming new iPhone. I mean, just because it covered your whole fucking ear doesn't mean that it should have. should have made a big sale. Then that didn't work, so I invented the eye openers for people that had a hard night. That didn't
and
well
we all
either.
Wonder why.
You know, people just don't appreciate my inventions, I'll tell you.
I know. It's amazing. And, Jay, I got a question for you.
Yes?
Do we have someone in Nevada that's covering this party?
We do. We have someone in Nevada, and we have someone right here in Redneckville, too. Who would you like to go with first?
You go ahead, baby.
I can't hear you.
Go ahead with whichever one you want.
Okay, well, we'll start here in Redneckville with newly elected city alderman and rock and roll legend Johnny Savage down at the Youth Center. We'll see what's going on down there.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello, America. This is Johnny Savage coming to you live from the Youth Center here in Redneckville, Arkansas, where a huge crowd has turned out for Rhino tonight. We have dozens and dozens of celebrities here signing autographs, taking donations, of course. Let's see, we got Julia Roberts here. We got Al Pacino. I see Denzel Washington was just to let in the back door. Jennifer Love Hewitt. How you doing, baby? Is here. Carson Daly. Who the hell let him in? Hey, get security and get this son of a bitch out of here. Anyway, guys, I tell you what, it's a huge crowd. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals are about to take the stage. They're going to kick this thing off. It's just going to be an incredible night. We're doing it all here for Rhino. An incredible night here in Redneckville. Back to you, guys.
Hey, Hey, Mikey, did you hear that?
Hey,
everyone's turning out for Rhino.
I think this is going to be one of the best Christmases that Rhino has ever had, to be honest with you. I mean,
and you're going to take it.
I really believe that the people in this country will come together and fulfill everything that Rhino needs in his life for this Christmas. I mean,
well, we hope so.
I hope that this layoff will help this young man get his much needed pair of 14 tennis shoes.
You know what I find funny is when you mention the word layoff, you started chuckling.
I've come up with a fundraiser. It kind of just hit me that.
Oh my God!
I think there's a way I could probably come up with a few extra dollars toward the funds of Rhino's most needed Christmas, and it really come a long way because me and you invented it a couple of years ago. It's called the Facing of Rhino. You find it, you own it.
Well, and, that's true.
You know, so I'm going to get Rhino's picture back out and start charging people, you know, $5 to find Rhino's face anywhere in the office. And if they do, in 5 minutes, there's going to be a free 24-ounce Bud Light.
For those of you listening who don't know what my former boss and dictator said, it's...
Hitler!
We used to have a little picture of Rhino's head on the in the office, and we would hide it and tape it to places, and it was everyone's job to find Rhino's face that day. So, yeah, we're 12-year-olds.
The best one was when I stuck him on the zigzag white guy.
That was pretty good.
I was like, where the hell's Rhino? He's promoting dope papers.
You know, after the Jay, are you still there?
I'm still here.
I was thinking maybe after that.
After I get done,
be...
this show will be finished.
Yeah, why don't you take this job away from me, too? I was thinking maybe this would be a good job or a good time to play a little Christmas music, bring the atmosphere back up. What do you think?
Oh, you
do
have
it.
Done your thing.
Yeah, I was talking to Jay there, Mike.
Oh, I want to sing. Jingle. Oh, I mean, I got good Christmas song. Listen. Chica Chonga Changamu, sitting on fears, waiting for Santa Claus to bring him some stuff.
Okay, that's great. How about we play this song, and then we'll see if Mike can get a little NyQuil in him and come back down to earth.
Mike? Leave the entertainment to the professionals now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never was much of a singer.
Oh, my God. So right now we're going to play my latest hit on I'm With Stupid Records. So let's go to it right now.
Grandpa got his herpes from a reindeer, coming home last year on Christmas Day. Please don't be too hard on poor old Grandpa, the reindeer got him drunk and had her way. I guess there was at least one witness who saw the carnage and the grief. Said there were hooves and arms a-flying, and Grandpa eating venison without his teeth. He said it soon became a three-way as the deer she got on top. She was grinding on Grandpa's yule log while her tongue was making love to a big salt block. Grandpa got his herpes from a reindeer, coming home last year on Christmas Day. Please don't be too hard on poor old Grandpa. The reindeer got him drunk and had her way. Now the worst part of the story, Grandma's drowning in her tears, 'cause this year at our holiday table sits a yearling with doughy eyes and Grandpa's ears. Grandpa got his herpes from a reindeer, coming home last year on Christmas Day. Please don't be too hard on poor old Grandpa. The reindeer got him drunk and had her way.
Was that moving or hey. What?
Another awesome. Instant classic.
God,
I like it.
Raise the roof on that one, baby.
I see the fans falling now off the ceiling where he raised them up.
What did you just say?
It's not important. It's not important. Oh God! Well, I don't know how you guys do this late show. It's about 2 hours past my bedtime, and the coke is wearing off.
And if you like Drive By Mikey would like to call in, call us at 661-244-9852. We can always bump him.
Yeah, I've been waiting for someone to bump me. But no, to all you fans out there believing this asshole, thinking that Drive By Mikey's a loser, I really do feel terrible of having to lay off my not only friend and coworker, because he doesn't really work for me. Don't let him lie to you. It's his business. I'm just paying the bills. I come in and clean up a little bit, make sure the bills are paid. So, but in all honesty, it does make me feel bad and all about having to lay my people off when times are tough like this, especially around Christmas, but
I know it does, and you're the best guy I've ever worked for, actually.
I appreciate that, and we always have a good time, and makes it nice to be able to go to work and enjoy work and like to go to work. But
yep.
It's either going to get better or get worse. Hopefully it gets better, and I can get your ass back to work, and I don't have to stay out in the cold so much.
Well, we know it's all about Mikey.
My brass balls are getting silver.
Well, I'm glad he said that, because he was starting to sound really like nice and sincere for a minute there, and I was getting worried.
Well, actually, Jay, he is, and it's all fun and games until someone loses a job, but.
Fun and games till someone gets hurt.
That's right. But no, actually, Mike's a great guy, and I would, of all the people I've worked with, I would rather work for Mike atop of any of them. So there you go.
Well, that was very sweet.
Now give Ryan $200, would you, Mike?
I'm going to take money right out of my daughter's stocking night and give it to Rhino, because she don't have any. I put her ass to work.
Take it out of your daughter's what? Because that almost made me hot.
Oh, my God.
No, really, what were you saying?
It's pretty bad when I have to deal with these customers that come through with signs on their cars and shit that you know, are starting to protest that they refuse to spend more than $5 until Mattman comes back to work.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah.
Hey,
yay,
we have another caller.
We do. I'll take that. You want me to take it?
Go ahead.
732, you're with Stupid and Stupid and Stupider.
Hello, Stupid, Stupid and Stupider.
Ooh,
hey, boys, it's Diane.
Hey, Diane. How you doing, babe?
I started dialing in, and then I stopped to let Mikey do his sincere crap. And then he started talking again, and I have this. I was trying to find like a program that translated him into something I could understand.
Good luck. I don't even understand.
And I couldn't find one, and I my fucking ears were bleeding. I'm sorry. That's the last time I'll say the bad word. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Continue.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a call because we need to have an actual conversation. It was killing me. It was killing me. You're killing me, Mikey. You're killing me.
Yeah. No.
What?
And I'm from Brooklyn. We don't die easy.
Are you from Brooklyn?
Yes.
You from the Bunkers?
I'm from I don't even know what that means. No, it's forget about it.
No,
forget
we had
about it.
Well, you know,
is
it
Rhino
really
gonna call
to
in?
No. Oh, God, no. Rhino's in bed.
Okay.
And he's in bed, and he probably went to bed without any food in his stomach, nor a smile on
because
his face.
Because a certain person laid his daddy
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Yeah, because Mike laid me off.
And not for nothing, okay, but the kid is like 6'9 and weighs 14 pounds.
Well, now, you're close. He's 6 foot tall,
that's one
and he weighs 160 pounds.
And he's got to play sports, and he's got to keep his grades up, because he has to succeed.
Well, he's got to get a scholarship now, because his father's
because
not
Mikey
be able to give him any
off.
Money. Exactly. Mike,
I mean,
you
this
see
goes
what you've
beyond
done?
No Christmas.
I'll tell you, I'm going to start wearing a bulletproof vest somewhere.
Maddie,
yes.
Wait, Maddie, sweetheart,
yes.
Maddie.
Yes.
I always know I can get your attention.
Oh yes, you can. Oh.
Maddie, this goes beyond Christmas. This one single action by this person has major
person.
Implications.
I know.
I mean, it's like dominoes. Shit's tumbling all over the place.
Oh, I thought you were talking about pizza.
Okay. I just got it.
Hello.
Ding dong, the big bell's ringing.
You know, to completely change the subject for a second,
mm-hmm.
I missed your last two shows.
Thank
for
God.
A really, really freaky reason.
Okay.
I usually babysit Hope on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And so I go over there, and I've got the PC set up, and I've got the phone, and the laptop set up, and I'm all ready. And I swear to you, I swear, I'm not exaggerating. I usually do, but I'm not right now. At 1:01, she wakes up screaming.
Of course she does.
I don't believe you.
It's who doesn't believe me? Mikey doesn't believe me?
No, that was
I believe
Jay.
Everything.
No, that was Mike. Oh my God, I'm a translator now.
Well, you folks, I'm going to bed. I gotta go to work tomorrow.
And why is that, Mike? Why do you have to go to work?
Trust me, I don't want to. I'm about to lay myself off. Oh, shit. Oh, no. You make sure Rhino gets everything he needs, and if you can't afford it, he can come live with me.
Oh,
I got something.
No.
I got.
You know, that,
no, no. You ship him to New Jersey before he goes to Mikey.
Yeah,
I
he can go live with
so
someone who's got a job.
Children's slave labor.
Here's your choice, Rhino. You can either go work for Mikey for $4 an hour, or you can go live with Diane and have all the sex you want when you're 18.
Why does he have to wait till he's 18?
Oh, you know, now that's just wrong.
No,
oh,
I'm not
okay.
saying have the sex with me before he's 18.
Oh.
But he could have sex with age-appropriate people.
No,
as long as he's safe about it and respectful.
No, I'll tell you what. He can come live with you, and I will have sex with you.
How do we explain that to him?
It needs no explanation.
Poor kid.
Well,
poor
Diane,
kid. His whole life is subtext.
And now it's due to me. His whole Christmas is going to be terrible.
I know.
Really feel,
that's
makes
right,
me feel good about Mike. Makes me
it
feel
was
really
gonna
good
be
about
terrible, but we're having. It was going to be terrible, but we're having this huge radiothon for him. With all
that's
the,
right.
all the movie stars.
I can't
that's
understand
right.
why people just aren't flocking to the phones right now to help this young man out. But I'm doing all I can. I'm going to get Mattman back to work, hopefully no later than March, so he can at least get some food in the boy for you. Totally blows away.
Oh, my God.
So I guess on Christmas Eve, we can give Rhino a card that says, maybe you'll have a decent Easter.
There you go.
That's pretty
good.
Love Mikey.
Bunny. Yeah. Tell him it's going to be the Mikey Bunny.
The Judas
Hang
Mikey.
Hang on, you poor starving child. There's chocolate coming in 6 months.
Oh, crap. Well, Jay, it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah.
You too, Diane.
Have a nice life.
Bye, Mikey.
I'm going to try and walk around the building 5 or 6 times tomorrow before I open it. Make sure there's no dangerous folk on my roof. They're looking to murder me.
Check the little bits of wire near the doors before you open them.
I'm telling you. But
no,
as
sure
I said before, love Matt to death. Good guy. Good guy to work with. And we'll get it back to work.
And you are the... Mike, and you are the best boss I have ever had, and I mean
I hope
that.
So. I mean what I say too. Best work I've ever had. Guaranteed that he'd be there every day, and he could run my store with hands down, and I could feel confident that he could do it, and didn't have to worry. And that's hard to come by because I've been through some shithead. Trust me. So as bad, like I said, as bad as I hate to. Have Matt laid off. I think sometimes you just got to try to find a way to make some cuts when you need to and try to look forward to something better and get everybody back to work as soon as we can. And
oh, shut up, you. Shut up, you. There was no way around it, so just shut up. You're fine.
We'll get it back together, guaranteed.
I know we will.
All right, buddy.
All right.
See you later.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling in, Mikey.
Mm-hmm. See you, Mike.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Oh,
all right.
That was sweet.
Now we can really talk about it.
Yeah, and we can get back to the we were trying to raise money for Rhino, but Diane's on the phone now, so that's kind of hot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll do phone sex for Rhino. Not for Rhino. I mean, I'll set up a 900 number, and I'll get the proceeds.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Well, for God's sake, don't you know me well enough?
Because if Rhino calls...
I mean, even I have morals. I have standards.
I know you have standards.
I'm not a whore.
Now, see, hold on. If you had standards, I don't think you would be on the phone with me and Matt right now.
No, that's all right. You're lovable.
Hey, Diane.
I'm so... Huh?
Can you stay on the line for a second?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah?
I'm feeling... I want to feel some more Vegas vibe.
Some Pahrump, Nevada action?
I want to feel some Vegas action, baby.
Well, let's see. A roving reporter.
I know they're not in alphabetical order.
I know. Marty Markstein is on the red carpet outside the Moose Lodge in Pahrump. Let's check in with Marty.
Hey, guys. Marty Markstein here at the Moose Lodge 808 in Pahrump, Nevada. The radiothon for Rhino, and the crowd is huge. I hope you can hear me over all the screaming girls who are here. They're all here for Rhino. It's incredible. You know, I tell you, oh my God, it's Justin Bieber. Justin, you're here. It's incredible. You're here for Rhino, right? What's up?
And this year's been amazing. I'm having a great time. And, my first album came out already. This next album's coming out on the 23rd of March.
You know, Justin, this isn't about you. This is about Ryan. We don't give a fuck about your album, you self-absorbed little bastard. Get out of here. Ah, sorry about that, guys. Well, I'll tell you what. Christina Aguilera is on her way. She's here for Rhino. Guaranteed. Back to you.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Crowd out there.
They're rocking in Vegas.
They are.
I think Justin should cut his hair and donate it for Rhino.
And what's he going to do with that?
Glue it to his chest?
No, put it up on eBay and sell it to hysterical girls.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That was good, Jay.
He could play Clarence Thomas and take little bits of his hair and put it on girls' Coke cans.
Oh, God.
Okay. Anyway.
The chat room is discussing whether or not phone sex is tax deductible if proceeds go to Rhino.
I think it is. And I can't get to the chat room. Well, I could, but I'm afraid to go in there because it might upset the apple cart.
Yeah, don't touch too many things.
I won't. I'm only touching one thing as we speak. And I only started doing that when you called, Diane.
I've just realized how that sounded.
Oh, it sounded like it was meant to.
It's like one of those god-awful women that says, you know, yes, you can F me, but don't ruin my makeup.
That's kind of a Jewish thing, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. I hate to play into the astounding political incorrectness of this show, but yeah, it is.
No, I think we're politically correct. I think we're always correct.
Well, I think we're better now that Mikey's gone.
Hey.
I'm assuming he doesn't have a laptop or any way to hear the rest of the show.
God, I hope not. Not now. No, I love Mikey. Mikey's a good guy.
Hey, Matt?
Yeah?
Didn't you do an interview with a certain C? seriously hot chick?
Oh, God, Jay. Well, Diane made me so hot, but I forgot about it. But, yeah, I was trying to get a – the funny thing is I was trying to get an interview, folks. I was trying to get an interview with Jessica Alba, and I did. And the funny thing is it was like 19 minutes long. But, Jay, let me tell you, the funny thing is just like the Nixon tapes, 18 minutes of it has been erased, and this is
funny
how that happened. Yeah, well, but I did interview Jessica Alba, so there you go.
Jessica, I see you eyeballing me, but come on, we have a show to prepare for. It's all about Rhino.
That's real, Hotshot.
Great. I'm glad you feel that way, honey. And since you do, let's get to writing some stuff for the show. You know, for Rhino.
On second thought, you're not leaving this room.
Oh, my. Oh.
And there you have it.
Now these things happen.
It's going to appear on WikiLeaks here in a day or two. I thought we'd break it first.
The missing audio will be on WikiLeaks, right?
Oh, God, I hope not. Because the missing audio is probably me cussing because I can't get the audio files in sync. Hello.
So, anyway, we need to check the tote board.
Oh, my God.
You can see how much we've raised so far. Hold on.
Bring it on.
$7.13.
Oh, there goes the long cough. The long laugh.
I'll buy him a Pepsi and a pack of Marlboro Lights.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the kid smokes, he won't feel as hungry.
Well, he doesn't smoke.
But if you get him started, he won't notice that he's hungry.
And he should smoke if he's going to be calling the phone sex line to talk to Diane.
And see, and we come full circle.
Oh, boy.
It all has a way of working out. It's the magic of this season.
It is.
Because it is a magical season.
It is a magical season, and I was thinking it's so magical, I would have Mikey call back up. How would you like that?
No. No. No.
Okay.
No. What do you have, five lines?
Yeah.
So three of them are used up right now, right?
No, just two.
So there's three open?
That's very good, Diane.
Is it? Wait, see?
You're a numbers woman, aren't you?
I really am. It's important, you know. So we get Mike and we get Dana. And I swear I'll call on another line if I have to. I'll call from two phones.
Well, you know what I did this afternoon?
What did you do?
I went out to the airport to see if I could meet up with some of the celebrities when they got to town and maybe do a quick little interview with some of them. And
old TMZ?
Exactly. And
I ran
into Kanye West. So you want to hear that interview real quick?
I'd love to hear it.
All right.
Kanye, thanks for being here. I know you wanted to – I know you're very, very busy, but you really just wanted a moment to help Rhino, just like all the rest of us, just like everybody does. That's why we've had such a huge turnout for this. But real quickly, I wanted to ask your opinion on this. You know, it seems to me – and because I've been on the receiving end of this, it seems to me quite often that people get laid off between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's amazing how often it happens. Do you really have, I mean, why is it? Why is it in the fall and in the winter, right before Christmas, why is that the time that people seem to always, people, good people, decent people, hard-working people like Mattman get laid off, and it leaves young men like Rhino concerned about whether or not there'll be a Christmas this year. Why is that?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Okay, then. Well, thanks a lot, Kanye. Glad you could be here.
And this is
we have another. We have another caller.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I think
hey,
I know who this is.
No, you don't know who it is. I knew who it was because I saw in the chat room that you said you'd called in.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Diane.
Thank you for tying up another line.
It's not a problem.
You can always count on you. You're a stand-up guy.
Diane, I hate to break this to you, but if we fill all of our five guest lines, another line will magically appear for us through the magic of the Internet.
Jay, why do you have to hurt me like that?
Well, I think we're living in the real world here.
Really? Holy shit.
Yes.
Oh, God, there really is no hope. Oh, God, this is reality. That's so disturbing.
Hey,
how's it
going,
Mike? Okay. I shot Mattman a nasty line last week on the chat room, but I think it was too hard to read the computer screen from the floor, so he missed it. And when I typed it, I got a, that was mean from Dana over the computer screen, and oh, that wasn't very nice from Claudia from behind me at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
So even while I passed out, people were guarding my back.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've made
you,
it.
You had been singing, and I said...
Personally, I was laughing my ass off at it.
I said, this singing was okay, but I wouldn't quit your day job.
Well, that's not so bad.
I've never heard that before either.
It was just 2 days after.
That's kind of the line I hear when I used to have a job.
Oh, God, I'm so
slow tonight.
Hey,
if it didn't ring up the first time, it's free.
I just got it.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with... I swear to you, listening to Mikey gave me a tumor.
Oh, my God. No, I think he just exacerbated it.
Yeah, it made it move to a place where it's interfering. It's probably always been there.
Exactly.
That was my biggie.
That's it?
That was it. I signed up on the football Watch It Doodle.
All right, the football thing.
The football thingy.
I'm with Stupid College Bowl Pick'em game going on Yahoo. And give me or Matt a shout-out, and we'll give you the link to the game, and you can join up.
Both of our sites, evidently, though, my link is not as good as yours.
Which is odd, because you used the link I gave you, which I used on
mine. I know. You're trying to shoot me down, aren't you?
I used the same link on my site. It should have been simple enough.
I forget what it was, but, yeah, Matt's didn't work and yours did.
Yeah, see, Jay?
Very odd.
I can't remember what the deal was.
Laughter.
Well, anyway, Matt, you'll fix that for tomorrow's post, right?
I don't know. If someone sends me the right link, I will.
Okay. I'll see if I can get around to doing that.
Of course you will.
Anyway, you could go to Yahoo and the college pick'em and search for I'm with Stupid, and you'll find our game that way. And you can join, and when you join, just select straight pick. And that's nothing personal against people who are not straight out there.
Really? I was just going to say, again?
Oh, yeah. But we're just gonna play the straight pick rather than the confidence points. Because the confidence points is just a little too complicated for some people. Not saying who.
Here's the final trick to this, too. Here's the final trick. After you've signed up and your name shows up on the list and you're sitting there looking at it going, what the hell do I do next? You have to click your own name that you just signed up with to get the list of picks to come up. That was a couple of minutes.
That's really hard.
It took me a minute to figure that one out.
Of course it did, Mike.
Hey, like, what do you do next? Where's the picks?
Oh, my God. So what are you going to do tonight, Mike?
Crickets.
Mike?
Crickets. I don't know. Oh. I got to post. I have to post yet.
Oh, God, you sound like me.
Got to be ready for the AM.
That was kind of hip.
When I'm sleeping.
Are you getting hip? Are you taking Cialis, Mike?
Oh, don't you hate that commercial? The guy with the mascara on the eyebrows. Isn't he creepy?
I'm not sure what you're talking. I don't know what kind of channel you're watching, Mike.
Hey. It's just regular old TV.
I do like the, I don't know if it's Cialis or Viagra, but I like it when they, maybe a raindrop falls on someone's hand. And the entire thing turns into an oasis as they're in their backyard painting the house.
Yeah.
We have two minutes left.
All those guys are creepy looking. Okay, two minutes
left on the live stream. We can run over, and the show will continue to record, and people in the archives will be able to hear the end of the show, and people who are in the chat room could then come back and listen to the end of the show in the archives at some point if they'd like to, and I don't know why they wouldn't.
And I can come back and listen to the beginning of the show.
Yes, you can. And we could come back and we can listen to Mikey's part about 37 times and see if we could figure out what the hell he was saying.
Is there a way to edit the archives?
Oh, no. Editing.
So that you could, like, do a voiceover explaining what he's saying?
Oh, God, no. You could do 3,000 voiceovers. It still wouldn't make sense. No, I'll tell you what, and Jay and everyone, the last time I called into Google using Google Phone, when we had the problem at the beginning, I had to just disturbing message. It said, you have 3 minutes left on this call. So I don't know if Google's starting to wean people off towards their payphone.
No, it said you had how many minutes left?
3 minutes. And I think that's why I kept getting cut off.
Oh. Well, that's weird. So, anyway, are we all still there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Let's see how long we keep going.
I'm watching the clock tick down. Everybody in the chat room, thanks for being with us. It was a fun time. Come back.
Hey, Jay.
Catch the end. Yeah.
Can we hear some Jerry Lewis?
Well, that's the show close. Are we closing the show?
Well, I thought you were getting ready to.
Oh.
I thought it would be a nice wind down.
Oh,
maybe
well,
everyone
we've
could,
got... We'll,
everyone
we'll
could drink a glass of wine.
Okay. Well, let me find it then. Well, I can't help it. It's not in alphabetical order like it used to be. Okay. Well, we got a special performance by Jerry Lewis, who is the king of the telethons, and of course he's doing this out of a professional courtesy and because, you know, doing it for Rhino, like everybody else. And he said that he would like to come over and sing a song for Rhino. And Matt and I both thought it would be wonderful. So, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Jerry Lewis.
When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown.
Diane, are you still hanging on here?
I'm hanging on.
Walk on, walk on.
I hear you.
With
I hear
hope
you too.
In your heart, and you'll never.
I'm thinking one other time when I was
walk alone.
Hanging on at the end, but just it,
you'll
I think it
never
don't know why it happened. Yet.
Walk alone.
Would you guys shut up and hear you?
Walk on. With hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Thank you. Hey,
good night.
Jerry Lewis.
See, we're all still here.
And then
yeah, we're all still here.
Kid.
I told you we'd all still be here.
And then Jerry Lewis kicks the kid with the crutches because he's in his camera angle.
God damn it. Ask for a Reuben, not a cheeseburger. Oh, my God.
So how long can we hang on here? Forever?
It'll let us go, I think, another full hour. We're not going to, though.
Oh, I will. I'm staying here. I don't care if any of you, if all you bastards leave, I'm staying on, and I'm going to listen to my own voice.
Hey, I don't have to work tomorrow. How about you, Matt?
Of course I don't. You know, that was just wrong. You suck.
Oh, man. Oh, we
and
still
Diane,
have a lot of.
I have a bone to pick with you, Diane.
Ooh.
Why?
You know, Mike's an idiot and all that, but he's. Did you hear what he said at the end? The guy's a great guy. He kept us on 2 months longer than we should have been. He should have laid us off a couple months ago. He started taking money out of his own bank account to keep Pizza Bill and I on.
Okay.
Is there anybody left? Is there anybody left working there but him?
No, he's the owner, and he has to work it, and he's pissed because it's freaking cold in there. It's like a wind tunnel.
I bet.
Did the business really get that bad? I mean, is there
oh,
just?
Oh yeah, because it always slows down in the winter naturally, but you build your cushion up in the summer. And we didn't have that cushion in the summer because people are unemployed. And then The road was closed for a while. It was not good.
You had one of those road close, divert traffic things.
Actually, Mike, it was the perfect storm. Everything came together to screw us.
When they close roads, aren't they supposed to help the businesses?
They don't.
Well,
I mean, I know they did here in my town.
But that's
there's a detour, but people want to go where it's easiest.
Yeah.
And the detour was not the easiest.
Yeah.
My cousin here in St. Louis had that same thing happen to him with his store. He was working off his personal credit card to keep his store open.
And exactly.
Even when the road opened back up, it's like people now know a different way to go, so they're not coming by anymore.
Exactly, Mike.
So he's still trying to recover. So.
No, I know. I've laid people off. And I've gone into my own savings to keep my business afloat. I know. It was just that he was so annoying.
Well, yeah, he's always annoying.
Just the sound of his voice is just so horrific.
He's one of the most annoying people in the world, but he's still a good guy.
A quick reminder
That's
to everybody on the line.
That's what people say
about me. What, Jay?
So just a quick reminder to everybody on the line here. We are being recorded, and this will play in the archives.
Somehow I think I already conveyed to Mikey that he annoys me. So.
No, I'm just saying that it's just kind of, you know, in case we start heading down the wrong road.
Yeah, no. You're the voice of reason in a wild world, J-Man.
And
oh,
you know what
God,
else?
That's frightening.
You know what else, guys?
What else, Jay?
What's that?
George W. Bush and Bill Clinton did a public service announcement for Rhino.
Oh, my God, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
This is so goofy. It's funny. This is Jay at his best.
Yeah, right here we go.
Can we hear it?
Yeah,
you'll be able
Jay.
To hear it.
We Americans are always at our best when we hear and heed the cries of others.
When confronted with massive human suffering, Americans have always stepped up and answered the call to help.
But there's never been anything on a scale of human tragedy in our own hemisphere like what we're now witnessing.
Bagwine.
Today, President Clinton and I are joining together to appeal to you with real urgency.
Give now.
So Rhino will have a Christmas.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
They were so wonderful to do that for us.
That's.
Yeah.
That's just beautiful. I can picture George's face. Wondering why his voice changed.
Whose?
They thought they were talking about Hetty, but they weren't. They were talking about Bagwine. Anyway, Mac Davis is on the stage down at the youth center now. Good times out there.
How Miley Cyrus didn't show up for any of these events?
Oh, yes, she did. You just didn't hear from her.
She's there in Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
In...
She was in the Bagwine studio.
Oh, she came all the way to Bagwine.
She's under my desk right now.
Exactly.
Well,
she is 18.
It's funny that you would mention Miley because. When you mention Miley, think of Billy Ray Cyrus and the rather disturbing relationship that he and Miley seem to have. Because in the live remote from the
concert in Bagwine, they talked about the mama about to perform. And that, of course, reminded me of, you know, that being Michelle Phillips, and which reminded me of John Phillips and Mackenzie Phillips. And how jealous John Phillips must be of Billy Ray.
Oh, wow.
I guess I should have brought that up, Jay. I'm sorry. I didn't give you a cue.
I think I'd rather have Grace Potter show up.
What is with you people and Grace Potter? I don't even know who she is.
I'd never heard of her before until I watched the video on Jay's thing, and that's nice.
Jay? Oh, my God.
Yeah, on the Tumblr, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You well, know, she didn't sound good. Come
rock and
Tumblr.
Roll. Yeah, she says... Well, that's pretty good rock and roll there, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's hot.
Yeah, and she's younger than my daughter. That bums me out.
Which part of that bums you out, Mike? Actually, I don't want to know.
That rock and roll stars are younger than my kids.
Oh, shit. One of my last days at work, I carded some chick. She was 41. But she was wearing braces. She was hot, but she was wearing braces.
Must have been a terrible trailer accident.
What's that?
But she must have had to have her teeth fixed after a terrible trailer accident.
No, I think she just had too much money on her hands.
Did you look
at
her and go?
Oh, those are the worst.
Did you look at her and go, those things hurt, you know?
No, actually, I said, those things feel good.
Maybe somebody told her it was a new type of piercing.
All the kids are doing it.
Oh.
And so how the hell did we do a whole radiothon without Sally Struthers showing up?
Really?
God damn it.
I mean, she shows up everywhere there's any human suffering, right? Where the hell is she?
Pretty much. And
Actually, wherever she shows up, there is human suffering.
Yeah, this show would have been the perfect place for her to show up.
You know, that was just wrong, Mike. That was just wrong. Why do you have to go there? You know,
yeah,
we try to provide a service, and you mock us. And I think mainly you're mocking me.
Well, that was pretty funny last week when I said that, and I was getting off the chat room from Dana and from my wife behind me all at the same time. That was mean. That was wrong.
What did you say?
I said the singing was okay, but don't quit your day job.
Oh, I thought you were kidding. That was it?
And it was 2 days after you'd been dismissed.
Yeah, that's pretty mean.
Well, Dana thought so, and so did Claudia.
Claudia?
And
that?
Like I say,
I bet Claudia punished you for that.
Ooh.
Oh, Claudia's your wife.
Ooh, yeah.
I hope it's his wife.
I'd like to remind you that we're still being recorded, Mike.
Oh, if anybody lasts this long into the archived,
they've already hung themselves.
Yeah, they deserve to hear all this stuff.
There are a lot of sad, lonely people out there who will be listening to this. And that's our target audience right there.
That's our demographic.
We nail our demographic every week.
You guys wait till we record on Christmas Day.
At 8 in the morning.
Exactly. Hey, Jay and Matt coming to you live.
4 hours today.
Hey, Maddie.
Yeah.
If I call you again this Christmas, it'll make it a tradition.
I've tried to call you a couple times and you're never available.
I never answer my phone because it's only bill collectors.
She has
if
caller
you don't
ID.
Show up.
There's something I'm trying to collect, and it ain't a bill, baby.
If you don't show up as a name, like if your name shows up there, I mean, I recognize it, I would
my
pick up.
My name shows up as private number.
Yeah, see, I don't pick that up.
It shows up as withheld.
You got to start. God, I'm tired of it.
I don't pick up unless it's identified.
Because it's like 9:15 in the morning, I'm standing here, I drop my pants, I pick up the phone, I call you, and there's no answer. And I look silly because
soon there's gonna be a 900 number and
man.
We'll be back to supporting Rhino.
Smoop needs to take a picture of that one. For a post.
If you called her using the Google, then your Google voice number would show up, and then you'd be using your headset and your hands would be free. I'm just saying.
But evidently, I can only get 3 minutes at a time, Jay. And on some days, I'm better than that.
Not many, not many, but some.
Exactly, not many, but some.
Well, if he gets a good night's sleep, you know, a good 7 hours, he'll rejuvenate it.
Dang. Oh, yeah, I was pissed. I don't know. It kept cutting out. And then, finally, the last time when I tried Google one last time, you have 3 minutes left on this call. And I'm going, what the hell is this?
It's packet switching telephone service. It sucks. You're talking to an old telephone man.
It all up.
when Google first came out with that Google Voice or Google Chat or whatever it was great. I mean, it was freaking awesome. And it's gotten progressively worse over the last month or so.
As more and more people use it and the bandwidth isn't there.
Then you said something about using Skype.
And Skype, I used Skype would just absolutely suck balls the other night. So
who said that? I'm going back and looking.
I don't know anything about any of this stuff.
I think Vinny said something about Skype.
Yeah, Vinny said that he used Skype for his show.
Yeah, it seems to work okay for him. I've had all kinds of trouble with Skype. Dr. Anonymous was using Skype, and it cut out on him tonight. So, I don't know.
I mean, my daughter-in-law spends hours on Skype talking to her family in Greece.
She ain't talking to her family. She's talking to me.
Do you go to Greece to talk to her?
He goes to the Greece.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen,
I like to keep it all in the family, Diane.
Well, Schmoop wants Jeffrey, so.
Oh, I know she does.
Good Lord, we could be a TV show. We could be a reality show, and then we'd all have money.
Hey, they canceled the Hasselhoff, so you could take that time slot.
They canceled it already?
Already.
I mean, what was it like, three episodes in?
Yep, that's what they were saying on Twitter tonight. They wouldn't be making that
shit
up.
I actually enjoyed it. I was liking it. Huh?
Twitter doesn't lie.
Twitter
never lies. I tell you, for somebody who hasn't worked in 1,000 years, that guy's got a great house. Freaking Knight Rider residuals must be outstanding.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's made millions of dollars in CD sales.
Oh, I
sales
forgot
over
he's a
Germany.
German rock star.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
I forgot the German rock star and then the TV roasts.
Yeah.
Where he lets, I forgot it, just that, and then the T-shirts. Don't hassle the Hoff. I forgot all that stuff.
See?
But I was actually
liking
the show. I mean, it made him likable. I feel
hey,
for
Mike,
the guy. That
are you still there, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, I-42.
I-42. You're the answer to everything. 42.
At least Mike's not.
42.
At least Mike's not messing with the shredder tonight.
Is the answer
that
to everything.
Funny. I'll tell you what was even funnier, Jay. It was, I think it was last week when I, before I passed out. No, it may have been the show before that. Hey, Mike, what are you shredding now? And Jay said, oh, no, it's not Jay. It's not Mike. I'm chopping something.
No.
That was classic.
I have a little nervous habit here. I'm flicking my pen. Can you hear that? And
yep.
I was flicking it against the desk, and it was making this loud noise. And Matt was like, is Mike chopping vegetables behind you or something? I'm like, oh, that was me. Yeah.
Mike, you shred documents while listening to this important show?
Got that shredder handy.
And I actually did tonight. As the show was starting, I thought there was a pile. And I was like, I think I'll run these through.
Mike's now
good
single.
Good job, Mike.
Oh,
that is odd that we haven't heard from your wife, Mike.
She's in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's
and
in
you're
bed.
Not. And she you're could, not. Well, isn't that interesting?
As always, later. She can wake up.
It's always later.
She's not. Never mind.
She didn't even have to wake up.
Oh my God.
That's where I was going.
That's not Mike who said that, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh my God, that's disturbing. Oh my God, that's not good.
This is the rowdier side of Mike. I haven't seen the shredding side of Mike before.
No, he can, trust me, he can get pretty randy.
Especially after a night of bingo and trivia.
That's right.
His juices are flowing.
My favorite thing to do. 100 questions. How many did I know? 0. I go
what
and
were they
beer.
Like pop culture?
Anything.
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 Well, if you guys ever have any theme nights and you have a Gilmore Girls night, give me a call. I can help you out.
I can help Gilmore Girls too. And Gossip Girl.
We were actually using our cell phones to call people.
I'm a little iffy on the Gossip Girl, but I'm good with the Gilmore Girls.
Those reruns are all over TV, Jay. And I'm still
it's
watching
wonderful.
Them.
Yep. They're on ABC Family in the evening or afternoon. Mm. I think they're on in the morning, too.
The dialogue between Lorelai and Rory is just so well written.
Oh, my God.
And the two of them are just, they're absolutely fantastic. I love Lauren Graham.
Yeah, Lorelai is my my dream wife.
Do you watch her on Parenthood?
No.
Because she kind of plays the same character.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's just so gorgeous.
Hey, Mike.
Cricket.
Mike?
Yeah.
Did you have a happy Pearl Harbor Day?
Pearl Harbor Day was my birthday.
Hey. It was?
Yeah.
No way. Shit, I didn't know that.
I'm a day that lives in infamy.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a crappy one. It was just, I just want December to be over.
7 days after mine.
Hey.
November 30.
So you're a Sagittarian too, right?
Yes, indeed.
We're good people.
Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. A little overboard. You guys are nice. Come on now. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, actually, I do know that because I left you a happy birthday on your You mentioned it on your blog. Yeah,
yes,
I didn't mention it this year. I didn't want anyone to tell me to be happy. I hate that.
I'm sorry.
Enjoy your day. I feel like reaching through the screen and killing them.
That's nice, too.
Have a wonderful day. Oh, die.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Well, this is 'tis the season not to be into things with Thanksgiving, my birthday, Christmas, New Year's. It's like, when is it all going to be over?
Yeah, it's all, and this is a year that's just fraught with drama. You know, there's just so much family psychodrama.
Mm.
And being the matriarch of the family, you know, I just get pulled. Maddie, I'm sure we all can identify with this, but money is just so scary. I can't sell this freaking house and get back enough to pay the bank, but I can't afford to live in it.
Sounds like a walk away to me.
God bless America. Sounds like get in the car and head somewhere.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do a blog tour. Like, go visit all the bloggers that I really like.
You could always come to Ohio.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Ohio, Chicago, St. Louis, Harrison.
Arkansas.
I want to go to the Clinton Museum.
I've been there. Great.
That's on the other side of the state.
Is the cigar on display?
No.
No.
Mine is, though.
I actually heard that it's very pretty.
What, the cigar?
My cigar?
No,
yes,
the
it
library.
Is.
That the grounds and stuff are all really nice.
It is very, very nice. It's very beautiful there.
Oh, God.
He's got a special tanning salon that keeps his cigar brown.
Oh, wait, that's John Boner. Or Boehner. Boehner, who keeps his boner brown.
Don't make
fun
of my boy.
That didn't C-SPAN ask Boehner to wear some powder or something because he was throwing their cameras off?
I don't know.
I swear I read something somewhere. It was one of those things that, like, while you're just browsing around, you just, like, this bizarre nugget of information comes up. Someone asked him to do something about his skin tone because he's, like, virtually unfilmable.
Film. That's good.
George Bush hates orange people.
Well.
All right. Okay. It's getting late.
I think it's about time. Wrap things up.
Good night, boys.
Well, I guess.
Oh, say that again, Diane.
Good night, boys.
Oh.
Be good.
Oh.
No.
Climb into your little beds and cuddle up. Mama mm-hmm. loves you.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
Hanging up.
Good night, Mike.
Night.
Good night, J-Man.
Good night.
Good night, Maddie.
Night, I.
Make sure you hang up, Maddie. Because it's sad to just sit there and talk to yourself.
I know. No, it's not.
Well, he can talk to himself on the phone or not. Either way.
Uh-oh.
Good night,
guys. Second wind coming back here.
That's right.
I'd see
ya.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Night, guys. Bye. Okay. Are you there, Matt?
God, nope. I am.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
God, I could have sworn I hit it off. Oh,
okay.
Now things
well,
are creeping me out.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening if you actually made it this far. You're a loser. I'm kidding. Good night, Matt.
Night, Jay. Next week, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll have a big time next week. I don't know about what we're going to talk about yet, but we'll probably just do this next week.
Okay. And then we'll throw a couple bowl games in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've got a couple of bowl games to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about women.
That'd be odd.
Yeah, that would be.
No, I'll
okay.
tell you what. To make it huh? odd, we'll talk about women who actually like us.
We've got to fill the whole hour, Matt.
That's true. Okay, we'll just talk about women.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.